Iraqi forces are using guerrilla tactics as they resist a U.S. and British invasion. British troops today are battling Iraqi forces around the southern city of Basra. Closer to Baghdad, American soldiers face regular assaults by gunmen in pickup trucks. In an effort to undermine the resistance, Allied air forces have been bombing political headquarters and even the offices of Iraqi television. NPR Steve Inskeep is at the military headquarters in Doha, Qatar. Overnight, there were reports of urban combat in Basra and reports of an uprising.
Reports of one, Bob. British officials here at the military headquarters say they do not know for certain there was an uprising, but they have some evidence of it. Overnight, somebody, they say, was firing mortars from one part of Basra to another. The speculation is that that means that part of the populace revolted and Iraqi officials responded with this mortar fire. The British responded to the mortar fire with artillery fire of their own, we're told, and they also arranged for an airstrike on a Ba'ath Party headquarters, the headquarters of the ruling party in Basra. But as of yet, British forces, ground forces, say that they have yet to move into the city itself. It's still under Iraqi control.
British forces may be fighting against a unit called the 51st Mechanized Division, which supposedly surrendered days ago.
Yeah, Bob, and the story of that division may show us the evolution of this campaign, although we have to begin by saying it's a bit of a mystery. Very early in the war here, a day or two in, the U.S. said this entire division had surrendered. 8,000 soldiers had surrendered. Then it turned out that the U.S. had nowhere near that many prisoners in its custody. U.S. officials explained that by saying that the division actually melted away, that many of the soldiers simply laid down their guns and went home. But now, in the same area around Basra, the U.S. and Britain are fighting fighters in civilian clothes, and some of them are using the 51st Mechanized Division's equipment, and that's sparked some disagreement about whether the division regrouped. I spoke a little bit earlier to British Major Will McKinley here at headquarters, and this is what he had to say about what the opposition looks like to the British.
What we are aware of is that there are paramilitaries. Now, the paramilitaries may be made up of ex-regulars or civilians who've picked up rifles, and that's not something we've been able to determine at this stage. I can't go into details, but if you think about it, if you're a soldier and you're very dedicated to Saddam Hussein and you don't want to be a target, you would maybe change into civilian clothing but keep your rifle.
Have these irregular forces slowed down the U.S. and Britain?
In some places, yes, and they've also added a lot of uncertainty. People disagree about who they're really facing. I should mention, by the way, with that particular division, that U.S. General Richard Myers thinks that it's only the equipment that's being recycled by these paramilitaries and that the regular forces really have gone home. In any event, they're causing trouble in the south, but if we move up the Euphrates River toward Baghdad, there have been some heavy engagements, not quite so much trouble for U.S. forces, but there was a major battle overnight near the city of Najaf. The U.S. says it killed 150 to 500 enemy troops in a battle with soldiers who were using Kalashnikovs and rocket-propelled grenades, driving in pickup trucks. But the enemy also had some anti-tank weapons, and we're told they disabled two of the huge Abrams tanks that the U.S. military uses. So some difficulty there for the U.S., and the question is how much longer the Iraqis are willing to fight.
And what does all this say about the coming battle for Baghdad?
Well, the major unanswered question, Bob, is how the Iraqis will fight for Baghdad, if they will face the United States as conventional forces, divisions of Republican guards, which is what we've all been envisioning, or if they're going to choose to fight more as guerrillas, as they seem to be doing elsewhere in the country.
NPR Steve Inskeep at U.S. Military Headquarters in Doha, Qatar.